My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin scammer Flory is looking for $200 so she could buy a cell phone to talk to her mom. She claims Davin doesn't care her. Well, you have to feel sorry for Flory because she has 150-degree fever. So listen and enjoy.
She goes, I am sorry. How high? 70 Celsius.
Chris, how high is that in Fahrenheit?
That's a good question, Chris. What is 70
Chris,
Celsius?
Chris, do the math.
3 pounds.
He gets Celsius. We don't do that here.
She goes, 70 Celsius. I go, you're American. I'm surprised you refer to it in Celsius.
Oh, that's right. She's supposed to be from Hawaii.
Yep.
Ooh, snap.
Are you resting and drinking fluids? Cock. She goes, I hate myself now. I go, why?
Why?
I wish I could die and live this world. Which is, goes back to the other suicidal girl I was talking about.
Oh, my God. They're both, like, ready to throw themselves off of Todd Bridges for you.
Listen, fake me. If you couldn't have... Listeners, viewers, if you couldn't have fake me in your life, surely you'd want to jump off of Todd Bridges.
Oh, my God, they're all heading to Todd Bridges' house right now.
It's just a fucking line. Todd, let us in. We need to jump off.
He's like, oh, my God, what's going on? Am I being, what do they call that when they have all the SWAT? Am I being swatted? When the SWAT team comes to their house because somebody calls up and says something's going on in the house, like ordering 100 pizzas to the house?
Okay.
Oh, Chris can't do the math.
Good job, Chris. Thanks. I think 70 Celsius is a lot, though. I think she'd be dead. I think she'd be, like, crispy.
She'd be extra crispy. I really, honestly, I don't know how to do the math.
I think she'd be so burnt, she'd actually be the color of her skin.
She'd be crunchy by then.
Exactly.
Corner.
She goes, I wish I could die and live this world. I go, want. She goes, just live me alone, please. I go, is that what you want? She goes, yeah, please. I go, I will do as you wish. Not sure how we went to discussing your fever and what you should be doing to be healthy, to you wanting me to leave you alone, but I never understand you. As you wish, I am out of your life. She goes, thanks.
Thanks. Thanks for leaving me.
I go, sorry we could not make this work. She goes, make what? You, me, anything, everything. After all I beg you for, you keep making my heart so bitter.
Why?
Flory, I have tried to help you get to this stage. You choose to focus on what I can't do for you, not how I have tried to help you. Simple, because I ask you for just $200. You sense to be killing my soil. I'm ruining her farm. I don't know.
You're killing my soil?
I go, again,
my soul.
I go, again with the money. I go, you said your life is in danger. I tell you exactly how to get out of the country and come to the States. I think perhaps you're not being honest with me. No sane woman would have your rationale. She goes, okay. I go, what okay? I need this
$200. No, she didn't just say, okay, I need this $200.
Yep.
Oh, my God, Trigger Thompson says, she wishes she could die. He goes, oh, I'm sorry, I said that wrong. He goes, all I can say is follow your dream, scammer, if she wishes she could die, that is.
Very well said, sir.
Very nice.
Very eloquent.
Very nice.
I learned.
Chris says it's 21 degrees.
She's frozen. This frigid
that
bitch.
That can't possibly be right. I'm sorry, could you do the math again, Chris, please? Because that's
all right,
doesn't
stop
make
giving
sense.
Him homework. He's a loyal fan, but not a bright one. Leave him be. He came up with the poisoning on the condoms.
Is really good.
He's the poisoning savant.
But he can't do the temperatures
that's
very
fine.
Well.
It's fine.
Okay, it's all right.
You know, Chris has already made a contribution to the show with the out of poison your bitch.
I know. I like that.
He's very good. He's given a lot. He's a loyal Denzian.
Yes, he is.
Ah, I go, I thought you need to save your life. She goes, please forget it because you don't care as me. I go, okay.
You don't care as me.
I go, okay, Flory, I give up.
You don't care as me anymore.
She goes, thanks a lot. I go, you child are insane. I tried. I really did. She goes, yeah, you do. I go, what?
Yeah.
She goes, I don't get you. And I go, I don't get you. She goes, please, send me this money. Please, I'm begging for that. Please. What do you honestly need the money for? I say.
Oh, yeah. Has she ever stated what she wanted it for?
I need a cell phone, please.
Oh, yeah.
I thought you want to leave the country to save your life. Yeah, I do. But for now, I need to buy a phone so that I can talk to you. Talk to my mom. Talk to her mom.
Okay, but wait a minute. She's saying, okay, well, she's ready to get rid of you. She's like, I don't know what your problem is. Okay, bye. And I still need $200 so I can talk to you on the phone. Wait,
are you saying this isn't genuine?
Now she has to talk to her mom all of a sudden. Her mom.
She's, yeah, I do. But now I need, yeah, talk to your mom. I go to the embassy. They can help you with everything. She goes, thank you for that, Ellipsis. I go, you are welcome. Now you should rest so that your fever does not get worse. She goes, please. I go, what? Please, if you want to send me this money, go ahead and do it and stop this. I don't like babes.
She's
fucking desperate. But remember, we learned that around the holidays, Christmas, they come back and asking for money.
Yeah.
She needs Christmas presents.
Yeah, because that's the big push, is because they know that the sentimentality will kick in.
Well, also they need to buy presents for their real loved ones.
Yes, and their children.
Exactly. I go, I am not home. I am out of the country working. Which country are you in now? I go, why? She goes, answers me.
Oh, wait a minute. This is great. Thank you, Tom. Trucker Tom looked it up. 70 Celsius is 158 Fahrenheit.
I said, thank you, Tom. I told you this was a crispy bitch. Thank you, Tom.
Hey,
Chris, if you're paying attention, Tom did this while driving a truck.
That's a little scary.
Well, I didn't
keep
say
your goddamn hands on the wheel, will you, Tom?
I didn't say he's a good truck driver or a safe truck driver.
But thank you for that
he's
answer.
He's a dedicated trucker.
158 degrees.
This bitch is, wow, she's a dumb bitch.
That is really
and any
dumb.
Fucking measurement.
By any standards,
oh,
yes.
She's dumb.
She's 158 degrees of dumb.
And I'm so much ruder to her.
Oh, wait. Chris says it's 170. Either way.
It's not a fucking auction, kids.
Either way, she's toast.
She goes, why do you need to know? She goes, why don't you answer my question, please? I go, I will when you tell me why. I just want to know, nothing more. No, you always have a reason for your questions.
Yes.
She goes, okay. Is they now Western Union there, or you don't want to?
That's it.
It is not I don't want to. I'm on the set all day and night. They need to get the film done. Because remember, I'm a fluffer.
And you can't leave the set because somebody might need a fluffin'.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.